Now it's time for Food Friday. Our guest is a chef who likes to get creative in the kitchen, really creative. Mayonnaise and garlic bread, cottage cheese and smoothies, rosemary and cinnamon rolls. We're talking about some unexpected secret ingredients that make basic recipes more exciting. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a secret ingredient that you use in something? In everything? How did you figure it out? Do you have tips for shaking up old recipes, making them something different? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Kelly Senier is a chef and founder of JustATaste.com. Her new book is called The Secret Ingredient Cookbook, 125 family-friendly recipes with surprisingly tasty twists. Kelly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
That's a mouthful, Rob. I know.
It is, but it really tells the story. I know what the book's about from that title. Now,
one will have any questions, that's for sure.
Well, I have lots of questions. Now, you've got kind of these counterintuitive things you wouldn't expect. Can you tell us about your approach to cooking?
Absolutely, Rob. So I am a mom of three little ones, and I have a fourth one on the way. And I think I speak for a lot of people, whether you have kids or you don't. We all kind of get in these cooking ruts where we don't want to be making the same thing over and over again, especially with, you know, the pandemic. It's like we're stuck at home, we're cooking more. So we get bored. You know, I make the same three pasta dishes on rotation. So when I was developing the concept for this cookbook years ago, it all started with a secret ingredient chocolate chip cookie recipe, which you can find on justatase.com. It's been made by millions of people from every corner of the globe, and it is hands down the greatest chocolate chip cookie you will ever have. I don't know if you're a chocolate chip cookie person, Rob, but okay, they're soft and chewy in the center, and then they taper off in these incredibly crispy edges, and they're just the perfect consistency, the perfect amount of sweetness. And I achieved this recipe by actually taking a portion of the butter out and swapping in my secret ingredient, which is cream cheese. So it lends tanginess and moisture and contributes to a really great crumb within the cookie dough. And so it all started with that one recipe. And then that spun off into 124 others, which became the secret ingredient cookbook. Yeah. So it's a really great way to use pantry and fridge staples. There are no weird ingredients. You're not going to have to go buy something on Amazon or track things down that are, you know, $32 for an ounce of a spice. It's all ordinary stuff, but just used in really creative new ways.
Yeah, for each recipe in the book, now you've got the recipe and then you note what the secret out of the ordinary ingredient is. Now I'm trying to picture your method here, and in my head you're just like, okay, I'm gonna make this stew. Well, I'm gonna try allspice. No. Bacon. No. Collard greens. No. You're just going through the alphabet. I assume you've got a more systematic approach than randomly trying stuff though, right?
As a professional chef, so we learned, like when I was in culinary school and worked in test kitchens, like you just, your palate develops. And then you also start to see like there's patterns within ingredients and things that maybe the average home cook wouldn't pick up on, but like, you know, introducing pistachios instead of walnuts, or like just, it started with small tweaks, but, I have to say, Rob, these were not all home runs. The biggest thing about the book, which I'm crazy about on my site as well, is everything is tested. All of these recipes were actually tested by home cooks across the country to make sure that they could be replicated 10 out of 10 times and you achieve the exact same result. Because I'm a big believer, if you spend time and money on ingredients and making a recipe, it has to work. So that being said, we had a lot of comical failures. Probably the most notable one, my dear husband. This was during the major like work from home era, right at the start of things in March 2020. I was in like hardcore recipe testing phase. And I'll never forget, he was working in his office and we were working on the cocktails chapter. I love cocktails. I love wine. And I was like, oh, we are going to do a pickle juice margarita. We're going to get the salty brininess and it's going to complement like the smokiness of the mezcal. So I make this cocktail and I was like, I'm not going to try it. I'm just going to run him a taste. It was 8:30 in the morning. Not exactly cocktail time. And so I just had a straw full of this liquid and he was on a conference call and I was like, open your mouth. And he squirted it into his mouth and he starts gagging. So he has to put his call on mute. He's like, that is, I won't say the exact words, but he's like, that was horrific. And so I was like, okay, note to self, that one's not going to make it into the book. So it was a lot of trial and error, which was super fun. And as a chef, you're always looking for fun new combinations. So it was really fun to come up with these recipes. And these 125 are like the best of the best. I have a whole rejects folders of recipes that were fantastic, but just didn't make the cut.
Talking to Kelly Senier on this week's edition of Food Friday. Her new cookbook is called The Secret Ingredient Cookbook, 125 family-friendly recipes with surprisingly tasty twists. That gag-inducing margarita, not one of the 125 recipes. Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Oh, she just dropped as we were going to. Kathy, where'd you go? Well, we've got a comment, though, from Chris in Adams, who says, try using red and white balsamic vinegar instead of just regular wine vinegar. Those are things I do like to use. And as it happens, one of the recipes you gave to us is a dessert with balsamic vinegar, strawberry galette with whipped cream. What's the balsamic vinegar doing there, Kelly?
Oh my gosh, you could not have highlighted a more perfect recipe. I'm a major sweet tooth person. You make this galette, and there's actually fresh rosemary in the galette dough. Galettes are super easy. I always say they're like a really unfussy, rustic version of pie. So if you love the idea of a quick, flaky, buttery homemade dough with fresh fruit that gets that like syrupy, thick consistency, this is the recipe for you. So it actually gets balsamic vinegar mixed in with the strawberries. And so you get this sort of tanginess that lemon as a citrus and kind of that acidic component doesn't provide. But it's like just elevates it. And strawberry and balsamic is such a great combination. Totally unexpected, but that is top three favorite recipes in the whole book for me. And that rosemary, get a hint of that earthiness. It's so good. It is a home run, especially as we head into berry season.
Okay. Now we've got Kathy in Catawba. Kathy, hi.
Hi. A secret ingredient is so simple, I feel almost embarrassed calling about it. But it's a coleslaw mix that you buy like from a bulk food store. You're supposed to mix it with salad dressing and when you make coleslaw, but it's got a little bit of sugar and a little bit of salt and a little bit of other spices in it. And I use it in soups and vegetables, even in like scrambled eggs. And years ago, my uncle taught me that anytime you cook anything with tomatoes, you use a little sugar.
Okay, a couple ideas there, Kathy. Thanks for that. Let's start with that second one, tomatoes and sugar. I think I'm seeing a theme here, Kelly, something acidic and something sweet with it.
Balancing that flavor profile. Exactly, Robin. That's like lesson one, day one in culinary school is all about finding balance within taste and within those different flavors. So it's interesting she mentioned sugar with the tomatoes. So like when you're making a homemade marinara sauce, adding sugar is a great way to kind of offset some of that strong acidity that the tomatoes give off. And so I actually have a recipe in the Secret Ingredient Cookbook that's for my penne arrabbiata, but the secret ingredient is strawberries. So you get this combination of fresh tomatoes and fresh strawberries, and the natural sweetness from the berries elevates the flavor. You get a little bit of heat from crushed red pepper, and then that natural pectin too from the fruit helps thicken the sauce. So it's a slow simmer tomato sauce made with tomatoes and strawberries, and it is incredible and out of this world.
Thanks again for that call, Kathy, at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Aaron now in Salem. Aaron, hello.
Hello, good afternoon. So some people may have heard of this before, and my kids certainly love our secret ingredient chocolate cake. It's got pureed beets, and I'm a big gardener, so I've got beets on hand in the summer. I puree that and freeze it. So when everybody wants a birthday cake, they get the secret ingredient chocolate cake with pureed beets.
All right, I got to ask, Aaron, because I'm the lone beet enthusiast in my household. Nobody else will touch them. Are they really that stealthy, or are you really going to taste the beet in this chocolate cake?
No, you don't. I mean, it adds an earthiness to it, but you really don't notice it. The chocolate is a complimentary flavor, and it's
excellent.
Very good. And, of course, it adds a little bit of fiber. The other thing that I like to sneak in that my wife knows is my secret ingredient is I put liquid smoke in a lot of different things, including caramel espresso bars.
Ooh, that sounds really good. Aaron, thanks a lot for that call. So the stealth veggies in desserts, Kelly, what do you think?
I love that idea. So when I having little ones, like you're trying to squeeze in veggies whenever you can, right? So I'm all about it. And I really love the liquid smoke idea too that Aaron just mentioned. My mom Noni does these incredible baby back ribs. Obviously liquid smoke is a great ingredient for those, but it has such an intense, powerful flavor. I mean, a little bit goes a long ways, but I absolutely love it. But yeah, I do scones with shredded zucchini and chocolate chips to get a little bit of, you know, more veggies in there. You know, there's a ton of, you know, bananas and peanut butter sandwiches. So peanut butter cookie sandwiches, I should say. So there's a ton of ways to kind of get fruits and veggies in there in creative ways too.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Chef Kelly Senier about her new book, The Secret Ingredient Cookbook, featuring lots of recipes with, yes, secret ingredients. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you make something that has a twist, an unexpected item that shows up in maybe an otherwise pretty common recipe? Why do you do it? Where'd you learn it? What does it do for the final product? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can find recipes from Kelly over at WPR.org/Food Friday. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday conversation with Chef Kelly Senier about her secret ingredient cookbook, where every recipe has a surprise guest ingredient. You can join in with yours at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Kelly, before we go back to our callers, we've got a recipe here that includes champagne, and it is not in the cocktail section. You gave us a pancakes with strawberry syrup. Where does the champagne get into the picture?
Absolutely. So you're picking all the highlights here. This is great. So pancake batter, the key is you want something light and bubbly that helps aerate the batter. When you're making tempura batter, which is a Japanese batter, you add club soda. So anything with carbonation helps lighten the batter and make it really crispy and crunchy. Well, we don't want super crispy and crunchy for pancakes. We still want them to be tender. So you actually add a bit of champagne to the pancake batter, and then you can have a little bit left over for mimosas then. So it helps to lighten the batter. Champagne also has a very yeasty undertone in terms of flavor. So it almost makes them taste like sourdoughy, but without all the time and stress it takes to baby a sourdough starter. So champagne and a pancake batter, I'm telling you, it works.
You can find that recipe at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's go back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Lynn is with us in Eau Claire. Lynn, hi.
Hi. I've never been on the radio before.
Well, congratulations. You're on now. What do you want to share with us, Lynn?
Hey, my kids love lasagna, and whenever I make lasagna, if I'm going to use 1 pound of ground beef, I do 1 pound of shredded carrots, and I saute them along with the onions and the ground beef, and then make tomato sauce, and I get carrots in my kids.
Excellent. And does it change the flavor much, Lynn?
Not at all. It pairs so nicely with ground beef. You can do it in like chili or anything that's like with a tomato sauce kind of thing. If you're using ground beef, use a pound of carrots. That's just a given in my family, and they love it. They love it. They love it. Lynn, and they share it with their friends, and it's great.
Thanks so much, Lynn. That's an interesting one, Kelly. Ground carrots with our ground beef and things like lasagna.
I love that idea because carrots also have a natural sweetness and can really get disguised as like a meatier, earthier flavor. So that's brilliant. I'm going to write that down. Book number two.
Thanks for that call, Lynn, at 800-642-1234. Before we check out another recipe, Kelly, let's talk about just kind of your philosophy. How can we do this at home in our kitchens? Do you have thoughts on how we can quest for that unique twist on a recipe on our own?
Absolutely. So I would say to just take a good look at your spice cabinet. Spices are a great place to start. A lot of times we find that we have even more spices than we know about. My spice drawer is a hot mess. It's a cluttered mess of I don't know what. But in writing and developing all the recipes for the book, it really gave me a chance to kind of explore some of those spices that I didn't use on an everyday basis, but are still really common, like ground cinnamon or allspice. I made a roasted tomato salsa that's in the book, and I used allspice in it. And it just adds a certain level of spiciness, honestly, and just this kind of earthy undertone that pairs so well with tomatoes. Same thing with cinnamon and curry powder. I do a crab rangoon with curry powder, which is really fun. So just kind of start in the spice drawer. Don't get overwhelmed by it and just kind of tweak things. You know, if a recipe calls for cinnamon, try allspice. Kind of small tweaks you can make off the bat until you get a little more confident, and then you can kind of go from there.
And then I think we've all had this moment in the kitchen, Kelly. This is pretty good, but it needs something. Do you have advice on kind of a diagnostic test to run to figure out what that something is?
That's a great question, Rob. I love that question. And I would say, I think sometimes people are afraid to salt. To salt their food. I think unless it's a dietary thing and you're trying to go low sodium, a lot of times a quarter teaspoon of kosher salt can completely transform a dish. So rather than go crazy and adding additional spices and trying, you know, acidity and everything else, start with just a quarter teaspoon of kosher salt, give it a good mix, and then go from there. But acidity being said, some of the recipes in the book too, you'll notice, are finished with vinegars or a squeeze of citrus. That's something I always encourage people to do too. I do a sweet potato and a beet hash, and it gets finished with a drizzle of red wine vinegar. A lot of times that punch of acidity after cooking, so you don't want to add the vinegar or the acidity while cooking, but afterwards, brightens the whole dish, brings it all together. And then in that case, you don't really need to rely on salt as much.
Back in my early days of cooking, Kelly, like in my 20s, I think I was known, my signature flavor was bland. and the two things were what you just said, a little more salt and vinegar at the end. Those were life changers for me in my cooking.
Absolutely. Those two small tweaks will change dishes entirely.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Barbara is with us in Mundelein, Illinois. Barbara, hi.
Hi. I was just going to suggest doing with zucchini something similar to the carrots.
Yeah. What kind of things does zucchini show up in for you, Barbara?
Well, you can put it in a lot of things, cubed or shredded. And then also I make like a sort of a hash brown kind of a thing, but you have to kind of squeeze the water out.
Yeah.
But it can work.
Now, do you do like hash browns just zucchinis, or is it potatoes plus the zooks?
I just do the zucchini.
All right, Barbara, thanks a lot. Now, Kelly, here in Wisconsin, you know, we've got a lot of zucchini at certain points of the year. It's where you're trying to figure out how to use all the zucchini. Do you have a favorite thing? You mentioned there was a dessert that zucchini shows up in for you, I think it was. What else do you like to do with your zucchini?
Yeah, so I absolutely love it. And to Barbara's point, the whole big thing with zucchini is you want to make sure that you're squeezing out as much of that moisture as possible. So after you grate it, you want to put it in a kitchen towel. You would be shocked. I mean, a cup of liquid will come out of it. And obviously that really offsets a recipe, especially when you're using it in baking. But I actually have a recipe for cinnamon chocolate chip scones. And scones, Rob, are notoriously dry and unflavored. So I found that by actually adding a good amount of grated zucchini, that you get a ton of moisture and you really don't taste it, but you get these gorgeous flecks of green from not peeling the zucchini. I always like to think too, kind of visually, what the finished dish is going to look like. So, and it's always fun too. It's a great conversation starter when you present something and you ask people to try and guess the secret ingredient. I mean, it's a great little icebreaker if you're doing a dinner party or even just cooking for your family. So they'll spot the green thing in there and say maybe mint or basil or I don't know. But zucchini is fantastic in chocolate chip scones.
Barbara, thanks for calling in. We're talking to Kelly Senier, author of The Secret Ingredient Cookbook. Let's check out another recipe you shared with us, WPR.org/Food Friday. People can check that out. This is a chicken cutlets with apple salad, and the secret ingredient is graham crackers.
Oh, yes. Yes. So my dad is from Budapest, Hungary, immigrated here in 1956. So Wiener Schnitzel was one of the first things I ever learned how to cook from my Hungarian grandmother. And it was a very classic breadcrumb breading on the Wiener Schnitzel. We would do either chicken or turkey or pork. And that breadcrumb mixture kind of evolved over the years, and we would use panko and Italian seasoned and everything else. So, and I knew I had to include a cutlet or a Wiener Schnitzel recipe in the book as homage to my dad and my Hungarian roots. So I started playing around with different breadcrumbs, and graham crackers are fantastic as a breading in savory form. Especially again, when you salt it after, right after you pan fry it, there's just a touch of honey and sweetness in them. So it really balances out the savoriness of the dish. And that one's paired with an apple salad. So apples with honey and graham crackers and this juicy chicken cutlet, it all comes together. And it's a great riff on kind of the traditional Hungarian one that I grew up on.
Now, you can't see my face right now, but this is the first one that's gotten my like, really? Kind of face so far.
Really, I promise. Like, these recipes were tested by so many people across the country. If there was even like a tinge of, but this is what I say, and I say it in the introduction in the book, like, trust me on this. Like, just trust me. I spent months researching and testing and developing these and feeding these recipes to my entire extended family and the home cooks that made them across the country and my poor husband, who was the ultimate guinea pig, for better or for worse. they have been tested very thoroughly.
All right, well, I always have graham crackers around, so I'll probably try that sometime.
Go.
All right. Was there anything, you mentioned the pickle juice margaritas as one that didn't work out. Were there any dishes where you found, you know what, these are pretty much just fine as they are. They don't need a secret ingredient.
I did find that a lot, and it's interesting. Sometimes I would like overdo it. You know, you're trying to think like, you don't want it to be gimmicky. Like, there was no point in making this gimmicky. I didn't want this to be like a, you know, like a make you search through your whole pantry and find something super, like putting black beans in, you know, pancakes or something super weird. I wanted everything to kind of pique the interest and then encourage people to continue making them. But I did do a fried, you have to stay with me here, Rob Cameron. It's fried rice pudding. So I made rice pudding. I chilled it down. I cut it out with cookie cutters. I breaded it with crushed up Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, which is my favorite cereal of all time. And then I deep fried it. And by the time I'd done this, it was like 36 years later. And I was like, nobody in their right mind is going to do this. Rice pudding is so creamy and delicious as is. Enough. Time out. This one's done, guys.
It's out.
The team. I was like, we're done with this one. It goes in the rejects folder, maybe another book down the line, but not in this one. Everything's got to be family friendly in like 30 minutes.
Excellent. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
That's Kelly Senye, chef and founder of JustATaste.com. She talked to us about her new book, The Secret Ingredient Cookbook, 125 family-friendly recipes with surprisingly tasty twists. You can find some of the recipes we talked about today over at WPR.org/Food Friday. What do we got? The strawberry galette with whipped cream, the chicken cutlets with apple salad, graham crackers in there, pancakes with strawberry syrup, champagne, the secret ingredient in that batter. Again, WPR.org/Food Friday.